Donna Mulvenner gave up a comfortable life in Australia and moved to tropical French Guyana to live with her partner. And it seems to have been quite an adventure, as she recounts in her book Wild Roots, Coming Alive in the French Amazon. I spoke with her about her experiences in the country and the advice she'd give anybody wanting to visit. It's sandwiched between Brazil and Suriname in South America.
Most of the people who go there are people from France that are travelling there to work for the European Space Station. And the only holiday makers I've ever met are two backpackers from the UK.
Her first impressions weren't good. Many buildings have bars on windows.
So to see Besser block walls, like 10 foot high with razor wire, I wondered why. And it's basically because drunk revelers jumping over fences and vandalising rather than malicious breaking and entering.
The capital, KN, has been described as one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
There's parts of the city which are favelas. They're the same as the favelas in Rio in Brazil, where people live in poverty in these makeshift shanty towns. So if you go there after dark, which you wouldn't, but if you did, with alcohol and there's a lot of music and weapons are freely available, there is trouble there. But I think like anywhere in the world, you know which places to avoid, but after dark, I can believe that it's one of the most dangerous places in the world, yes.
But Donna says over time she managed to understand the place, particularly during Carnival.
I went there with an open mind, but I never imagined that I would get swept up and swept away with the excitement of it all. They don't have any reservations at all. Everybody laughs in the street and they talk to everybody and you just lose all your inhibitions. It's the energy of the music too, that people welcome you no matter what country you're from or your culture. It is really like a wild party and you get swept up in it.
And she says her initial fears proved unfounded.
First I thought everybody must have been intoxicated. They must have been going insane. I felt real fear that things were getting out of control, but it's not like that at all. There isn't any incidences over the course of the festival. It really is like a party, but everybody is there only to have fun.
Even though Guyana is a French territory, it does have a mix of cultures.
You feel like you're in South America, but with the security of France. There's Creoles and Brazilians and Surinamese and Peruvians and Haitians. And it's just a big mosh posh of people under the umbrella of France. You have the infrastructure of France and the security, like you have police, the gendarme and medical, and if you need those things, but they're not apparent in every day.
With no tourism infrastructure, you have to ask the locals if you want to find the best places to eat.
Because we were vegetarian and vegan, it was more challenging. And the restaurants, they're not shop fronts. So it took us a long time to learn where the restaurants are because a lot of the time they're just houses that open at night. You'd see a track and you would never imagine that there's a restaurant at the end of the track. In any other country, you can go into tourist information and you can get all the information you need and you can have a wonderful time. In Guyane, the only way that you will survive and to get ahead.
Donna says she had some amazing experiences, like watching a rocket take off from the European Space Agency launch site.
There's a visitor centre where you can go into the centre and you can apply ahead of time, and it's like a lottery. They accept a small number of people to go to the best vantage point. There's no charge for that. There's some other vantage points that take anywhere around 200 people. If you don't get into one of those, you just go and park and stand on the beach in Kourou and you get a brilliant view of the rocket, not of the actual launch, but as soon as it leaves the tree line, you watch it arc overhead. You see the rocket first and it disappears into the clouds, and then between 3 and 5 minutes later, depending on the wind, you hear the rumble.
Donna feels that Guyana would appeal to a certain type of traveller.
But for wild nature, Guyenne is probably one of the last paradises on Earth.
And she told me the wildlife is incredible.
Everywhere in the world is being affected by habitat loss, and eagles are so vulnerable to that, especially the harpy eagle. To see one of those was a highlight. Toucans, and they have their lovely big beaks and they're bright and colourful. And also hummingbirds. I've never been in a place where I've seen so many hummingbirds and butterflies.
Donna recounts tales of flesh-eating insects and poisonous snakes and fish that attack your nether regions in her book, but she says she still feels safer in Guyana than her native Australia.
There's only one venomous snake in Guyenne, but there's 12 in Australia. So, yeah, I feel safer in Guyenne.
You can read about those creatures and how Donna coped with life in a completely foreign country in her book, Wild Roots, Coming Alive in the French Amazon. And you can buy it online.